when you buy a digital resource in Logos, you're not just getting the actual text, but you're also getting the efficiency and the ability to be incredibly more effective.
This is All About Jack, a C.S. Lewis podcast. I'm William O'Flaherty from EssentialCSLewis.com. I'm very pleased to have a very special guest to tell us about a unique resource that I'm sure you want to learn more about. While the majority of the time I have guests that have written books about Lewis, today my focus is on Lewis's writings more directly. How would you like to, among other capabilities, be able to search through over a couple dozen Lewis books at one time? With me today is Joel Mutamali from Logos Bible Software to talk about a 30-volume resource called the C.S. Lewis Collection. Welcome to All About Jack, Joel.
Well, hey, thanks, William, so much for having me. Excited to be here with you.
Well, now, let's see, before getting into the actual product itself, I think it would be helpful for those who might not be familiar with Bible software, or this one in particular, to give a brief overview of key features and the advantages of Logos Bible Software.
So Logos Bible Software, over 24 years ago, really was developed for people who love to read the Bible, love to study, get into God's Word, and kind of do more than just reading, but jump in deeper into the study aspect to help them become more efficient and effective in their study. And so over 24 years, of course, we've expanded, we've grown. The company now has over 500 employees. We're located in Bellingham, Washington, about an hour and a half north of Seattle. Grown to about four different buildings. And so through it all, we've actually been able to grow our library immensely. And so we're excited to be able to now provide collections of resources that will aid you in your study and specific research in various capacities. So for instance, the ability, and you mentioned it already, to search specific collections of resources or books. So you're not flipping pages and spending hours and hours of time trying to get to that particular section or paragraph. You can just type in a search field and say, hey, I want to see every time C.S. Lewis talks about glory or joy, and you just get right to that section. And then also linking all of our resources with each other. So if C.S. Lewis ever makes a mention in his personal memoirs or letters to a specific work that he's working on, we'll actually link you directly to that resource. So you don't have to worry about jumping to a different book and trying to get there. We'll give you a preview and ability to go directly there. And then the historical pieces as well, so that you've got all the kind of historicity behind all of his works, all plotted out in a timeline. And so needless to say, people who love to read, study, write, blog, will absolutely be blown away with the ability that Logos has to make you more efficient. Plus, we do automatic footnote citations and your bibliography for you.
Those are great capabilities, and for those who aren't familiar, they definitely need to consider this possibility here. Well, now, let's jump into the titles themselves to show really how impressive this resource is. So, what's in the C.S. Lewis Collection?
Yeah, so you can actually go to logos.com and search for the C.S. Lewis Collection, and we have kind of a thorough list, an exhaustive list of all of our resources. But just to start naming some of them off, we've got some of his kind of famous works like Mere Christianity, Screwtape Letters, The Great Divorce, Miracles, Weight of Glory. And then we also have specific letters that C.S. Lewis wrote. So we've got the Collected Letters of C.S. Lewis, Volume 1, Family Letters from 1905 to 1930. We've got Volume 2, which cover books, broadcasts, and the war, 1931 to 1949. And then the Collected Letters of C.S. Lewis, Volume Number 3, Narnia, Cambridge, and Joy from 1950 to 1963. We also include his fiction series, The Space Trilogy, as well. And so we've got kind of the vast variety, over 30 books there, that get you into all the different facets of C.S. Lewis and his writing. And so again, you can go to logos.com and click on the C.S. Lewis Collection, and you'll be able to see kind of an exhaustive list of all of those resources.
Now, that is a lot of titles. Right now it's just listed as 30, but you know, at the risk of raining on the parade here, there are obviously some books that are not here. I've had some people ask me, well, you know, the poetry's not there, the Narnia story. So, two-part question. Why was other material not included, and is there a smaller collection in the works in the future?
the beauty of digital works is our ability to add to collections and to grow it. And so we kind of wanted to take a broad approach to the individual titles for Lewis and grab kind of the most important ones that we had that connected you into the kind of historic lifeline of C.S. Lewis. And so the works and resources that you see particularly to his writing, his journals. Also, we've got things like A Year with Aslan, Daily Reflections from the Chronicles of Narnia. And so we kind of took all these pieces to bring it together to give you a more holistic approach to searching and kind of studying C.S. Lewis. So this is perfect for anybody who's just getting into C.S. Lewis or the more devout kind of advanced readers of his works. And like I said, we always have the ability to start working on specialties and specific areas of his works. And so there's very clear possibility that we could have more coming. And the great thing is we have forums. So you can go to logos.com and search our forums and make a request and say, hey, we would love to have this specialty or this specific area of C.S. Lewis's writings. And we're incredibly kind of customer oriented. So we're going to definitely check that out. And that helps us to prioritize the different projects that we've got going on.
Well, another couple of small details per se is that I saw someone online that noted that in some sense, these are not 30 unique titles in that at least four of the books that I noticed have material that are contained in other titles. Is there a particular reason why this was included, as well as some are wondering why, in some sense, although it's not really true, if you were to buy the books individually, it comes close to the actual price, when it actually doesn't, but it comes somewhat close to it. So if you could address those couple issues.
With the different works, we wanted to, again, keep it as holistic as possible. And so a lot of times with all kinds of narrative, to be able to see the progression of thought from point A and see it finalized through point B, C, D is really important. And so as you're reading, we wanted to give you that continuity. And then we also separated different works into individual sections so that you could search those sections by themselves or dive deeper into those particular areas, whether they have kind of annotated notes or commentaries for different things alongside of those. So that's one of the reasons why we have that, that difference. The price question is a great question as well. In fact, when you go to the website, you'll note that the print price, as we took all that together, is actually a couple hundred dollars more if you were to go to your bookstore and buy all of those resources together. And the other really big emphasis that I particularly make with Logos particularly is the fact that when you buy a digital resource in Logos, you're not just getting the actual text, but you're also getting the efficiency and the ability to be incredibly more effective. So, for instance, you might want to go through all of Lewis's works and find out every time Lewis had interaction with Tolkien. So in Logos Bible software, you can actually create those search criteria and type in C.S. Lewis in conversation with Tolkien. Maybe you even have specific date ranges that you want to look, and Logos will actually pull out those specific letters or discourses or interactions that C.S. Lewis had with Tolkien. And within a couple seconds, you've gotten to that specific resource or to that particular discourse. And then on top of it, we're connecting you into the larger breadth and scope of Logos Bible software. So if Lewis is doing a devotional and he's talking about Psalms 15, we actually hyperlink you directly to Psalms 15. So you can jump directly into that section. If Lewis makes a reference to some type of historic event, we actually have a timeline feature so that you can click a little timeline icon and that will take you into the historicity part of it as well. So you can unpack what's actually occurring during that time frame. And so again, you're getting a more comprehensive, concise, holistic approach and doing more than just reading, but actually digging deeper and gaining all of the insight that you would need for writing or understanding or blogging, even sermon or teaching preparation. You're trying to find quotes and illustrations. You find all of that instantly. And we typically say you're saving anywhere between 50 to 60 hours of study when you're using Logos versus the traditional approach of flipping pages and getting to a place that you didn't want. And then you turn around and try to get to the right place.
I know there's a passage, this in terms of the advantages here, that there's a passage in the that's actually in the Great Divorce that years ago I confused and thought it was in the Screwtape Letters. Now, if someone, you know, has it virtually memorized, which few people do, they might be able to kind of quickly find it, but that is indeed, you know, one of the definite features in terms of being able to search and find the location of a specific quote, as well as to not just think of the part of the quote, but the context that the quote is in, and then even get more out of the text itself.
Absolutely. I think, like what you're saying, William, another really key piece to it is just our finite memory and ability. We read a lot of things. We read a lot of books, particularly. And I know for myself, I'm not just a fanatic in terms of memory or ability. But what Logos allows you to do is just search a paraphrase of that quote. And when you search a paraphrase of that quote, you might be looking for Mere Christianity, and all of a sudden it's going to pop up with that exact reference. And then you can also footnote and cite it as well.
Speaking of Mere Christianity, I know someone was asking me several months ago about a passage that's in Mere Christianity, or maybe it was in The Weight of Glory, but this proves the point of our memories aren't exactly infallible. And so it was like, well, wait a minute. Yeah, that's in The Weight of Glory, which was a sermon, which was before any of the radio broadcasts, but where is it in Mere Christianity? And so having this resource solves all that issue of being able to find that. Well, let's turn a corner here and note about a couple other aspects, and that is, although you've already mentioned about where people can go on the website, let's go ahead and underscore that again, and then let's also address whether this is a standalone product.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't, you're not going to be able to get all the features unless it's part of the Bible software. Yeah, technically speaking, some people get it, use it without it, and they would read it through Verso, our ebook reader, but it is. You know, it goes back to, at that point, it just becomes an ebook. You lose the searching and all the other features to it. Our recommendation typically is to use the C.S. Lewis collection in conjunction with a Logos base package. And again, you can go to logos.com and you can see all the various base packages. This gives you the ability to do all of those searching features, hyperlinking to various biblical passages, and also the ability to see the historical context with the timeline. Now, you may want to see this or read it kind of like an ebook reader or a Kindle reader on its own. And you can absolutely do that. You can purchase this and then you can read it through Verso, our free ebook reader app. And so you have kind of both options. And again, we recommend in conjunction with the base package.
We're actually recording at the time before this is available. So let's talk about the advantages of getting this before its release.
Yeah. If you are listening to this right now and you're excited right now while it's on what we call pre-pub, it's kind of under development, now would be the best time to get this. When we finish it and it essentially ships, it's made available, the price, the full price would be about $399.95 plus $400. But if you get it now, before it launches, it's $279.97. And so a significant savings there. And so it's a great benefit for you to be able to kind of jump in before it goes to that full price and kind of save some money and be able to have access to all 30 volumes of the C.S. Lewis collection.
Well, now you've been mentioning some of the different features. We're going to have you do a final kind of recap here about the product more specifically, but in terms of the capabilities, because you were just noting that yes, a person can use this as a standalone. You don't have the full capabilities of the Logos Bible software. So go ahead and further elaborate on those additional capabilities that people can have, and maybe even give another example in terms of using this type of software with a C.S. Lewis collection.
I think, again, one of the important pieces, we talked about the ability to search his resources. I'm currently working on an MDiv program in seminary. And for me, I'm always very curious as to an author's train of thought and the progression of his theology or progression of his philosophy in writing over the course of years. And so you may want to study C.S. Lewis and his thoughts as it relates to joy or as it relates to glory. And so in the Logos software, you can actually type in C.S. Lewis glory or C.S. Lewis joy, and you would be able to identify every time that C.S. Lewis refers to those things and then filter based off of a date range. So you can see from his earliest writings to his ending of his writings and really be able to identify any progression, maturity, growth. Maybe he has a little bit of a change in his philosophy or the way that he communicates a specific topic. topic, and again, you'll be able to identify that in a linear fashion versus jumping from book to book and trying to find every instance of glory or of joy and never really get a holistic approach to it. The other piece of it, too, is, again, the interaction of C.S. Lewis in the conjunction of the rest of the software. And so, for instance, you know, we've got the collected letters of C.S. Lewis, and Volume 2 deals with the books broadcast in the war. And so if C.S. Lewis ever hits on anything that's happening historically during his timeline or during the time that he was living, we actually have a little timeline icon. So you can click on that icon and learn the background of that particular historical event. So now you're actually doing more than just reading. You're being informed on the background, almost the cultural climate that C.S. Lewis was writing within. And so those things, I think, are key and vital for anybody who wants to do more than just read, but really understand the writing, the narrative, the structure, and the style, because it gives us more insight and kind of informs our evaluation and our understanding of the text. And so I think those are things that are just invaluable in the Logos format.
Well, then, as a way of finally wrapping up, you've mentioned a lot of the different advantages here. And so as a way of wrapping here, let's have you go ahead and maybe go through some more of the titles that haven't been mentioned already. One I know that people will be pleased with that are hardcore Lewis readers is that the most recent collection called Image and Imagination, Essays and Reviews, is included. So, Joel, what else do we have here in this C.S. Lewis collection?
Yeah, some of the things that I love that I'm excited about the collection is that you also have The Problem of Pain. You've got The Pilgrim's Regress. You've got some essays as well, such as God in the Dock, Essays on Theology and Ethics. You've got his The Allegory of Love, A Study in Medieval Tradition, and also The Discarded Image, An Introduction to Medieval and Renaissance Literature, as well as An Experiment in Criticism. And so with those resources, you can actually combine it with various reading plans or kind of daily reflections, such as A Year with Aslan, Daily Reflections from Chronicles of Narnia, A Year with C.S. Lewis, Daily Readings from his Classical Works, and Yours, Jack, A Spiritual Direction from C.S. Lewis. And so a great holistic approach to all the works of Lewis, and both scholarly as well as various letters and essays, which I think is phenomenal.
Well, again, I definitely encourage people to consider this, getting this, because it's a very valuable resource. And I'll be having links in the show notes for direct links to the C.S. Lewis collection as well as to Logos in general. But we definitely want people to check this out. Well, Joel, I appreciate the opportunity to chat with you to learn more about this special collection.
Absolutely. Thanks so much, William, for your time. Appreciate it.
Well, thanks again goes to you, the listener, for joining me for All About Jack, a C.S. Lewis podcast. I'm William O'Flaherty from EssentialCSLewis.com. Be sure to visit me at EssentialCSLewis.com for previous interviews, including ones not long ago about a new title, Collecting Lewis's Poetry. That chat was with Dr. Don King. Also, at the time of this recording, I recently had a two-part roundtable discussion about the Hobbit movies and comparing them with the book itself. All of my podcasts can also be found directly at allaboutjack.podbean.com. If you ever have any questions or comments, you can feel free to email me at info@essentialcslewis.com. Again, that's info@essentialcslewis.com.